This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis vetoed more bills this year than he has in any previous year since taking office. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The governor stepped on some toes in his own party as he vetoed 10 different bills, ranging from restrictions on ticket resellers to rules about affordable housing and even tipping at businesses. That's twice as many vetoes as any previous session for him, but Polis told Colorado Matters that 10 is perfectly reasonable.
You know, if it gets up to where we're vetoing hundreds of bills each session, that's one thing. But if it's 30 or 40 or 10, I mean, that's just, we're looking at each individual bill and some are good and some are bad, and assign the good ones and I veto the bad ones.
Back in 2005, Republican Governor Bill Owens rejected 47 measures that had passed out of the Democratic-controlled legislature. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
There's more from our conversation with Governor Polis in about 15 minutes. Colorado Springs will pay construction company GE Johnson nearly $3 million in a settlement, ending a lawsuit and countersuit about work on the Pikes Peak Summit Complex. GE Johnson sued earlier this year, claiming Colorado Springs owed money for the more than $60 million project. The city fired back, calling the finished work unacceptable. The city says the settlement will come from revenues from business operations and not from taxpayer dollars. New numbers are out from the school reporting system Safe to Tell, and for the first time in 5 years, suicide threats was not the number one report. Bullying was the top complaint reported last month out of about 2,600 anonymous reports. A new audit finds widespread problems with Colorado's natural gas safety program. CPR Sam Brash.
A 13-month investigation found a long list of problems with the state's gas line safety program, which is overseen by the Public Utilities Commission. The state auditor says it's not tracking complaints, not doing enough inspections, not properly training staff, not reporting its findings, and not finding companies, even when gas leaks lead to explosions and kill people. Program managers have agreed to follow through on 38 of 39 recommended improvements. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.